I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester faces a tough re-election campaign this year as Montana has become more Republican-leaning. So one of Tester's strategies is to harness the energy that's emerged from the Women's March. Emma Foster's interest in politics began in the fourth grade. Still, she understands why others were sparked from the 2016 presidential election and the resulting Women's March.
It's about that moment where you're realizing that it's not, you can't just like support it from the sidelines and you have to be doing something.
Foster is among the five co-chairs of the group Women for Tester, along with her former middle school teacher, State Representative Mafi Funk of Helena. While it's true this group is backing the Democratic incumbent, Funk says the issues they're talking about affect all women.
Because I know that my Republican sisters have just as many concerns as I do. We are in this together.
Funk says they generally have the same goals, just a different way of achieving them. Tester is looking to tap the energy of both the Women's March and the hashtag MeToo movements in his bid for a third U.S. Senate term.
Women are absolutely critical part of the electorate that I need.
Previously, Tester's wins have been by narrow margins. In fact, he never received over 50% of the general election votes. In 2006, he defeated Republican incumbent Conrad Burns by less than one percentage point. 6 years later, he defeated former Congressman Denny Rehberg by four percentage points. Tester will face off in November against the winner of the crowded Republican June primary that includes State Auditor Matt Rosendale, businessman Troy Downing, former Yellowstone County District Judge Russ Fagg, State Senator Al Olszewski, and businessman Ron Murray. So in the hunt for votes, Tester, a farmer from Big Sandy and former state Senate president, is not taking for granted that women will vote for him. He told those gathered at the launch of the Women for Tester event, the Women's March and the hashtag MeToo movement showed the power of what happens when people get involved.
You know, there's a lot of things we can look at and say, geez, that's not going very well, and that's not going very well, and I'm concerned about this country and all that's going on over here. But the truth is, what's going on that's really, really good in this country is people are engaged. Women are engaged. And if that stays that way, this country's going to be a better place, because democracy works best when people are a part of that democracy and not sitting on their hands.
Tester says all issues are women's issues, whether it's health care, paycheck equality, or public lands. He says he wants to make sure women's voices are heard. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Bozeman.